The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July 20th, 2023. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Starting with a headline from Reuters. Earlier this week, U.S. Army Private Travis King ran across the North Korea border, leaving Washington with yet another crisis in dealing with the nuclear-armed state. U.S. military believe the soldier is in custody but unclear about his motives. The incident comes at a time of high tension on the Korean Peninsula with the arrival of a U.S. nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarine on Tuesday and a test launch on early Wednesday of two ballistic missiles into the sea by North Korea. Here at home, Ohio's Medicaid rolls saw a nearly 800,000-person boost during the pandemic, swelling to a total 3.6 million, but that number is expected to drop under an eligibility review. Our Nadia Romlagon reports.
Ohio Department of Medicaid Services Director Maureen Corcoran says the review process, which began in February, will continue for the next year. So some people may not receive termination letters or renewal packets until fall or winter.
We project about 280,000 people will not be eligible through this process.
Residents with questions about their eligibility can contact Ohio's Medicaid Consumer Hotline at 800-324-8680 or visit the Ohio Department of Medicaid Services website. Medicaid coverage can keep out-of-pocket costs down for low-income families needing preventative care, immunizations, and medications. Corcoran adds that even if an adult is determined to not be eligible, their child still might qualify.
Children have a different set of criteria, and so your children may be eligible to continue.
Now, further south, too many Missourians struggle with chronic health conditions, and some are looking more closely at their diet. Supporters of the Food is Medicine movement believe it's time to shift health care thinking to include good nutrition as a way to drive better health outcomes. Emily Brown, CEO of the organization Free From Market, says the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services can help states like Missouri apply for what's known as a Section 1115 waiver to permit Medicaid and Medicare to cover the cost of healthy foods and fresh produce.
This means that their health care provider, their health plan, are looking to use access to the right foods to help manage their chronic conditions and improve their health outcomes. It could also mean providing fresh produce or access to healthy meals.
Missouri isn't on the current waiver list, but there are plenty of reasons for Missourians to eat healthier. The CDC says almost 2 in 3 residents are overweight or obese. 1/3 have high blood pressure. And the American Diabetes Association says more than 500,000 Missourians are diabetic, with another 1.5 million at risk of developing diabetes. This is Public News Service. The Social Security Administration wants to make sure Marylanders know about the Supplemental Security Income Program.
Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, is a federal assistance program providing financial support to individuals with limited income and resources who are elderly, blind, or disabled, including children. Abigail Zapote with the Social Security Administration says the pandemic impacted SSI applications.
Since the pandemic, we've noted at the agency that there's been a great decline in SSI applications in underserved communities.
SSA reports there are over 117,000 supplemental security income beneficiaries in Maryland, with over 17,000 children receiving benefits. Researchers at Boston College published a report in March which found a 30% decline in child SSI applications after the onset of the pandemic. Brett Pivoteau reporting.
And Virginia is the 12th state to join the nationwide Sentinel Landscape Partnership. This program has goals of strengthening military readiness while advancing climate change programs. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
3 million acres comprising 10 military installations are included in the state's designated Sentinel landscape. This comes as Norfolk, home to one of the largest naval bases in the nation, is experiencing record high levels of sea rise. Virginia State conservationist Edwin Martinez notes this program will have sweeping impacts for the state.
This initiative will certainly have a positive impact in our state climate goals, and will open up opportunities for education, outreach, building staffing capacity, training, and most important, implementing conservation practices in these critical areas.
From here comes education and outreach, which Martinez says will go across numerous state conservation groups. This program is one part of the Defense Department's Climate Adaptation Plan.
Assessments continue following the first anniversary of 988, the new version of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. In a state with a higher suicide rate, those behind South Dakota's operations see promise, Mike Moen reports.
In July of last year, the Lifeline switched from its 10-digit number to the easier-to-remember 3 digits. Janet Kittums of South Dakota's 211 Helpline Center says statewide, they saw a 130% increase in calls and texts to 988. She adds more of those calls were non-crisis, an encouraging sign that people are seeking help when symptoms first emerge.
We'd much rather talk to people on the front end of a mental health or behavioral health issue as opposed to that point where they're really in a very deep crisis.
Like other states, Kittum says they face staffing pressures and finding enough trained counselors to take calls. But she says they've still been able to operate 24/7, and additional funds from the state this year will help. However, with the shortage of clinical providers still prominent, it can take someone several weeks to see a local specialist after their initial call to 988.
This is Farah Siddiqui for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.